Hello, everybody. It's Ella. I'm just going to give us a few more minutes to probably like 2 more minutes to wait for people to come in, and then we'll start.
I mean, we could do it like this. You know, mm-hmm. Put on the TV and all that.
Hi, I'm just going to ask people who don't have your name as your display name, just if you can change and put your name on, or I think I'm able to rename you. So we have iPad 2, and I think we have a couple unnamed people here. iPhone 6 and iPhone 2. Can you just tell me, identify yourself, please? And iPad 2. All right. Okay, Julie Lennon. Okay, check my messages. Are you talking about my text messages? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I don't actually see you, Dylan. All right, so it looks like we've pretty much got a lot of people here. So, all right, so we can begin. So iPad 2, Julie Lennon. Let me just rename you really quick. So, I am Ella Conrad. I'll just put my video on. Okay, hi, I'm Ella Kondrat, and this is the Transit Riders Intermodal Advisory Committee. today is August 26th, 2025. So to begin the meeting today, I just wanted to do a roll call for our members, and let's see. So let me just get, maybe I can put the agenda in the chat as well.
I think Keith wants to know if we're recording.
So, okay, roll call. Let's see. I have me, Dylan. Can you just say here?
Sorry, I was setting up here, and we should be recording.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Okay, Bridget.
I'm here.
Gemma. Is Gemma here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Japheth. Is Japheth here? Oh, just entered the waiting room. Okay. And Keith Gergi.
Yep, Keith is here. Hello.
Okay, Kwame. Am I here? No? Okay. How about Michael Kondransky?
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Hi. So I'm going to put a link to the, or actually, Dylan, do you mind putting a link to the agenda in the chat, please? Okay. Now we have quite a few people here today, so I'm just going to go through and I am going to really make sure that we're being brief with our comments because there's so many people here and there's a lot to talk about. So I'm just going to ask that everybody go around and just briefly introduce yourself, who you are, and what your role is in as far as, you know, related to transit and where you live. Okay, so we'll go Craig, please. Craig and whoever is with you.
Hi, everyone. Craig Kelly. I ride UCAT frequently, 3 to 4 times a week, and I'm concerned, and obviously I think as many people are, and get information regarding the upcoming changes.
Okay. Tony Rozier.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tony Rozier. I'm the director at Ulster County Area Transit. And happy to be on this meeting this evening to answer as many questions as we can.
Okay, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya Garment, live in the city of Kingston. Very glad that there's an advisory committee who is addressing this moment in time in Ulster County. Very important that this be address. Thanks.
Okay, Gemma.
Hey, everyone. I'm a Hudson Valley resident and a user of UCAT Community Representative. I'm definitely happy to hear all these changes, so to say.
Okay, Clark. Clark, oh, you're cooking, so we'll get back to you. Okay, Dylan, go ahead.
Hey, everyone. My name is Dylan Wiscoso. I'm a resident of New Paltz, alumni of SUNY New Paltz, and I am the secretary and vice chair. It's good to see everyone here today.
All right, Rose. Oh, you're not on. I can't hear you, Rose.
You guys hear me now?
Yes.
Do you hear me? Yeah, okay. This is Rose Quinn. Sorry, having some audio issues here. I am a TRIAC member. I am a founding member of RUTA, founding member of Safe Pass Ulster, member of the Ulster County Traffic Safety Board, former member of Kingston Complete Streets Advisory, former director of Traffic Safety for SUNY Ulster is through the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and lots of other things. So, and a bus, and most importantly, a bus user, frequent bus user. Thank you.
Okay, Will.
Hi, everyone. Will Califano, Public Transit Maintenance and Safety Coordinator with UCAT, and glad to be here.
All right, Dinah. I don't know if it's Dina or Dinah, sorry.
Hi, it's Dina, and I'm also with the county. I'm now the Chief Diversity Officer, and I'm happy to be here, mainly in listening mode, but also as a resident of Kingston. I also use public transportation sometimes. Thanks.
Okay, Bridget.
Hi, yeah, my name is Bridget McGinn, and I'm a resident of Pine Hill and a transit rider and also a liaison for this committee to the Pine Hill Community Center in Pine Hill.
Okay, Amanda Laval.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda Laval. I'm a deputy county executive. Part of my portfolio that I oversee includes UCAT. So I'm happy to be here and look forward to the discussion with everyone.
Kevin.
I am Deputy Director over at UCAT.
Okay, Philly Free Fair.
Excuse me. Bless you.
I am a founding member of the Riders of Ulster Transit Alliance, and during my one term in the Ulster County Legislature, I helped to create this committee.
Okay, Rebecca.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Martin, KingstonCitizens.org.
You kind of got caught off, Rebecca.
Oh, KingstonCitizens.org.
Okay. All right. Excuse me, Cheryl.
I'm Cheryl Schneider. I live in Bloomington, which is the town of Rosendale. I was a long-term member of RUTA, especially around the fare-free activities about 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we were asking, is there a formal agreement between the city or the county and the plaza? And nobody seemed to be able to answer that question on this call, because I'm very concerned about what appears to be a whole bunch of gaslighting about this situation. Thank you.
Okay, John. John Latona, please.
I'm John Latona. I'm from Ellenville, and I'd like to discuss about the Ellenville bus run. Thank you.
Okay, Gladys.
Hi, yes, my name is Gladys Thomas Toscano. I am a resident of Ellenville Senior Housing. And I'd like to know, first of all, why all this is taking place. And secondly, of all the people to displace this way, senior citizens, between John and I, we're neighbors, John Latona and I. I've sent out letters to everybody I could possibly think of, including UCAT, regarding this issue. It's unconscionable to do this to senior citizens.
Okay.
And that's why I'm here.
Thank you. Keith.
Hello, Keith Gergi, a member of TRIAC and Town of Ulster resident, and use the bus to go to school. It's been a minute, but I'm happy to be here.
Julie.
Hi, I'm Julie Lennon. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
I
I'm from Kingston. I used the bus when I was growing up in Kingston, and I'm concerned with the fact that the people who live in Kingston and need it now may have limited access due to the current actions. I live in Hurley.
Okay, iPhone 6, and I'm going to ask you to rename yourself, or we can rename you so that we have your name on there.
Hi, I'm Paula Sertoma. I tried, and it would not let me. I'm public transit coordinator at UCAC.
Okay, let me see if I can do it. Paul. Yeah, I don't know either. Huh. Okay. All right, Michael. Oh, there it goes.
Hi, I'm Michael in Kingston, and I am on the TRIAC committee as a rider member.
Okay, Anne.
Hi, my name is Anne. Sorry for the delay. My name is Anne, and I'm a founding member of RUTA, which is now called something else. And I am a member, I've been a resident of Kingston for, 2020. I've been a rider and concerned. Thank you.
Okay, Christopher.
Christopher Ferris, I'm the Public Transit Dispatch and Operations Coordinator at UCAT.
Okay, Rise Up Kingston.
Hi, this is Lisa Royer from, I'm a co-founder of Rise Up Kingston and a community connector. I'm here to bring some of this information back to the community that can't make it here today.
All right, Japheth.
Hi, everyone. This is Japheth Wood. I'm on my phone tonight because I'm actually in the hallway from another meeting, so I'll be very quiet. I'm a 19-year Kingston resident. I was a member of RUTA and now a member of TRIAC, and looking forward to listening in tonight. Thanks.
All right, Gabby. Is your mic? Yeah, there you go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gabriella O'Shea. I'm a survivor of a hit and run in 2016. And I am, since then, once I was able to regain basic functionings, et cetera, on to more advanced functionings, I've been a here and there advocate for road safety for vulnerable road users. And I'm very interested to see, I'm very interested in this because I became legally blind from the hit and run, so I had to stop driving. And public transportation is huge and hugely needed, so I'm very interested to see what is being done and what it is that we can do.
Okay, great. Okay, now it's a little out of, I was trying to go in order. Let's see, I think we have Laura Petit.
Oh, I'm unmuted. Okay. It's always a challenge for me to get into Zoom meetings. Thank you. My name's Laura Petit, and I was a legislator representing District 8, which is East Opus. Some of the changes are going to impact our East Opus and East Opus Birches, you know, just when I was convincing my grandkids to start taking that yellow bus. So I'm hoping that, you know, we can take a real holistic view of some of the changes and more of the needs, and base it more on what the public input is and instead of these studies, because we desperately need to keep our transportation up and running effectively and expand it. And I had just sent to Rose today, there was another car versus pedestrian in the town of Ulster. So this is almost a daily event now. Thank you all for being here, being volunteers.
Okay, thanks. Jamie. Jamie? Okay, we'll go on to Christina.
Yeah. Sorry, Ella. Jamie Capuano's driving home right now. She's another deputy county executive. She oversees sheriff's office, some other finance, more kind of county internal functions. So just to introduce who that person is.
Okay, thanks. And Christina.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? I think it's Justin. Perfect. Thank you, Amanda.
Christina? Okay, so did I miss anyone? Because I was trying to go in order, but things got a little out of order. So if I missed anyone, let me know. So the agenda was put into the chat. I don't know if you came in later, you might not be able to see it, but maybe Dylan can put it in the chat again, if you don't mind. So the next order of business is going to be public comments. So I think what I'll do is I will have us use the hand raising icon, and we'll just, I'm going to limit everyone to 1 minute for the public comments. So just try to keep it under a minute, and I'm going to have a timer on, so maybe I can even put that on the screen. Okay, so public comments, can you raise your hand, do the hand raising icon, please? Public comments? Okay. Phil, go ahead.
Hey, a couple of things. I'm disappointed that the legislators on this committee aren't here. I'm also disappointed that the county executive is not here. I appreciate that she sent a lot of her team here, but she should be here at this point. I want us to take a step back. I've sent a lot of comments. I've been quoted in the paper, but transit is not going to be an option for most people in the not too distant future. It's going to be mandatory. If we think we can keep consuming all of these resources and driving all these personal cars around, which are killing so many of our residents and so many people abroad, we've got another thing coming. We have to treat the transit system like a necessity, and it has to be expanded, greatly expanded, so that everybody in Ulster County can use it to go wherever they need to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. More public comments. Anne, go ahead. Oh, are you just giving a thumbs up? Okay, please just raise your hand if you want to make a public comment so we can have a queue going. Or unless there's no one else who wants to make a comment. Okay, Gemma, go ahead. Just put your mic, make sure your mic's on.
Gemma, you're muted.
Sorry about that. I'm just curious, and I got a little bit out of it, but why again, I'm kind of towards me speaking, why again is all of these changes happening in terms of why is the hub changing? I mean, it's because of the one business who is having an issue with it. I mean, that doesn't seem to make any sense in regards to how many people need the public transportation, whether it be
regular public transportation or paratransit, you know, all of that just doesn't make any sense. And the fact that the community is, are the ones who are going to be hurt, what's, you know, why are we not thinking of them, myself being part of the community? So I'm just feeling like it's a move where it almost looks like profit over people in a bizarre way, you know. And I just think it's very unfair that everyone, not everyone, but a large group of people are going to be hurt and they're not going to be able to access this transportation. Hence, what is it there for? You know, like, why are we even entertaining some of these things when people are not going to be able to get from A to B? And last but not least, like the other young lady who was on the phone, I'm legally blind as well. And I'm in a wheelchair. So as for anything else, like, how am I going to get around? I have places to go, things to do as well. So kind of hurtful. Sorry, I'm going over.
Okay, thanks, Gemma. John, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ellenville. Again, first of all, I want to say thank you, Kat. When they put out the original bus schedule for Ellenville, they had no stops in LV Way or Tops. But they since then added going to Ulster College, 4 stops automatically. But again, we're in a senior citizen place. We're at a hospital complex and a shopping center. We shouldn't have to be waiting to call. And if you people can handle the amount of phone calls coming in from the whole county, and understanding older people when they do call that could give a little problems, why can't we have the bus come in to the Healthy Way complex? Takes 5 minutes from 209 to both locations. I would like to understand why. Thank you.
Gabby is up next for public comment.
Any other public comments?
I would like to, but I don't know how to raise my hand.
Sure.
Okay, so, yeah, you can just go ahead and talk then. Who was that?
This is Gladys Thomas Toscano. I am a neighbor of John's, and understandably, our senior community is very upset. We have people here varying degrees of disabilities and wheelchairs and walkers and blind, and this is going to cause an enormous struggle for people. And the assumption that people have telephones to make the call is huge. Everyone knows how expensive things are getting, and senior citizens are on a fixed income. And this is creating an enormous burden on the senior community located here, not to mention the aides that help the seniors, as well as the hospital people. And there's 2 health facilities in Healthy Way, Ellenville Family Health Center, as well as Ellenville Urgent Care. And these are a lot of people that depend on these services to get back and forth around the town of Ellenville, also shopping for groceries and Walmart to pick up scripts. You're going to devastate this community with this move. And I again said before, I'd like to know why. And isn't there a viable way to work this out for all the residents of the Ulster County? Thank you very much. And I thank you for this meeting.
Thank you, Gladys. Gabby O'Shea wanted to say a public comment.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me when I speak now?
Yep.
Okay, great. So having moved from Manhattan back to New Paltz, I was in Manhattan for rehabilitation after being crashed into as I was riding my bicycle in en route to 99 going from New Paltz to Gardner. So I did an intensive rehabilitation at NYU. Moving from Manhattan to New Paltz, I was relieved and excited to hear to use Ulster County public transportation, especially the New Paltz loop. When the Pulse group is running, it's excellent. It works great, especially when the app is connected, when it's activated and working. It tells you exactly where you are second to second. I checked it. But the times that it's actually working as it's supposed to are quite minimal. There's been multiple times I have tried. I've like gone out to catch the loop, and I've been waiting there for, you know, like 3 to 5, 10 minutes even is fine. After 10 minutes, I'll call. And they'll tell you, oh, like, I've been told over and over and over again, the loop is not running today. We don't have enough drivers. But then I've heard some other people, oh, there should be enough drivers. There was a time when I took the loop to the Tops Plaza, and I got off at Tops, I did my groceries, and then I came back out at exactly, no, like a few minutes before it was supposed to come, and I was waiting for like 20 minutes, and then eventually I walked back from the Tops Plaza with bags of groceries twice. So what I want to say is that we need consistency, we need reliability, we need dependability, and there should be a way that we know where what we need to use is so that we can expect and be prepared to use it.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabby. Okay, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Clark, go ahead, please.
I've been a long time rider, but recently I've been not riding the bus. But I've learned, I mean, even though it's convenient for me to have a vehicle, without a vehicle, that there's no other way to get around. I mean, there's several, like I used to pull off like an event. I live downtown. If there were Julian and the Hudson was going on, of course, or a holiday, and the bus running downtown, I would utilize that to do my shopping, which is crazy because the county gets several thousand dollars extra in state and federal funding to provide a service to the public that, or let's, I would say, don't have the means to have their own vehicle to go shopping. My, I would say, going shopping, relying on a city bus is not something I look forward to, and that definitely is. So this long story short, the plaza actually has just became that, and the county and the politicians never really entertained it. They always put it down to the side. So now at this point where they're thinking of something else, to trying to make somebody happy, but in the long run, you're going to lose a lot of, I would say, business in that area too. So it's like it's a catch 22. The county should really, or the politicians, the other legislators should really come together and figure out a plan for the best. Like Phil, I agree, for the best public transportation Ulster County could provide to the public.
Thank you, Clark. Okay.
I'd like
any other public comments or has anyone entered who did not introduce themselves?
Julie, go ahead.
My reason that I want to first, I expected a little more of a synopsis of exactly what's going on right now from someone in charge. I'm not sure exactly where we're at. If there is a plan in place to readdress everything. So I haven't heard that yet, and I'd definitely like to hear that from someone in charge. I don't ride the bus, but from the sound of it, it sounds like it's going to be more than just inconvenient for people. It seems like the general public is looking at it as though it's just a minor inconvenience to change the route. It sounds like it's going to affect people's livelihood, and I think the county needs to take some responsibility for that. And I just also want to say I work down in the plaza and I'm there and I shop at Hannaford all the time. I shop at Hannaford deliberately to be supportive of a business that is willing to let people stay there and catch the bus. And I don't see any issues any different than I've seen for 20 years or more. People keep talking about all kinds of things that happen when they walk into the store. I mean, I've had things happen when I walked into the store. Someone asked me for money 20, 25 years ago. I don't know how today is any different. So I'm questioning, first of all, the motive of the owner of Kingston Plaza to make these changes. Someone commented in the remarks that the owner is doing this because of his other project, which is the Kingstonian. So honestly, I feel like the motives are driven by things that are not exactly right. So I'd like to kind of address this a little more seriously. Thank you.
Okay, Julie, just so you know, we start with public comments, but we have some people from the county who are going to be answering our questions tonight as well. Okay. All right. Thank you. Claudia.
Okay. Unmute video. Hi. I just want to ask, the screen I'm looking at is a Google screen with a
timer. For each person, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll pause it so you can
have that. Okay. I live in Kingston. I walk, I cycle, I drive. I'm a person of means and privilege in that I'm employed and I can afford to live here and I can afford my own transportation and I elect to walk and ride whenever, you know, the circumstance, the weather, and the time allows. But I also shop at Hannaford, and I'm grateful that they finally put in their own bike rack. That seemed ridiculous for so many years not to be able to lock your bike when you went and shopped there. And I also think that one of the reasons I like that particular Hannaford is that it's a store that's used by a diverse population, and I like to see my neighbors, and I like to see people in the community. I like to be a part of something that's not just for the elite and those who have cars and those who can drive. And I don't like to drive. and I much prefer to get there on my own power. And if I needed to take the bus, I would want that option. And for people who do take the bus, it seems like that's a very important connection, that hub, being able to get to the services that are in the plaza, shopping, medical, other businesses. I also think it is important.
Thank you.
I think it's important that it's accessible to the Midtown Linear Park, and that is something I utilize also.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I do feel like I need to be cutting people off just because, you know, we're going to run out of time. I'm worried we're going to run out of time. We have a lot to talk about.
That's what the clock
okay.
is. Okay.
Yeah, that's what the clock, yeah, sorry. That was you came in after we explained that. Okay, next, Tanya.
Hi, I think that this situation is showing some elemental problems that UCAT suffers from and has been long suffering from. One of them that's been mentioned already is that we have a bus hub without a real agreement that's going to make sure that bus hub is safe. The route optimization plan has been going forward, and I don't think any of these changes should be put forward and independent of the route optimization plan. Surely there can be a solution found where we don't have to throw the whole system in upheaval. And I also hope that this situation is going to highlight that maybe the route optimization plan is not addressing enough. One of them, the driver shortage, was not going to be part of the route optimization plan. How do we address that? It needs to be a larger scope than it has been. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Any other public comments? Phil, are you going again, or is it Rebecca?
No, I put in the chat. There's a newcomer to the meeting who's right here who would like to speak.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi. I think echoing Tanya's comments is the fact that we're rerouting all these buses only to inevitably do it again when this route optimization study happens is kind of bananas. I understand some of Brad Jordan wanting people out of the Kingston Plaza. I think there's an alternative solution that could be found in between while we're finalizing the route optimization plan, instead of having to do this whole thing again in whenever that is, 6 months, a year, just doesn't quite make sense in my view. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else for public comments?
Did my comment make sense?
All right, going once, going twice. All right, great. Is there anything in the chat? So the next item on the agenda, I'm going to move to table some of the agenda items. I did want to mention that, just for the sake of time, Matthew Bird has resigned from TRIAC. As the minutes for July meeting, did you share those, Dylan? Dylan is our secretary / vice chair.
They are in the top, the shared folder, and I will send them right now in the chat if anyone's interested.
We might need to kind of revisit those next time because I think there were some edits, like kind of last minute edits.
Yeah.
So we probably
shouldn't approve them until people get a chance to look over them.
Okay. So we'll table that for the next meeting. We'll look at July and August. Okay. I think we're going to skip ahead. I think we're just going to skip right to the UCAT route changes. So, Amanda LaValle, you have some, were you going to present some information?
Thank you.
What's that?
Thank you. Yeah, it would, if now's the time.
Yeah. How much time do you think you need just to get a ballpark?
You tell me. You know, I'll keep it brief if that's better.
Okay.
And then
we'll do like, yeah, then we can do like a question answer. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I want to thank you all for being here. And on behalf of the county executive and the UCAT team that's here, we just want to kind of express our kind of apologies and sympathies that this is a very abrupt and kind of, in some ways feeling very disruptive kind of change, a lot of new information being swirled around and not a lot of time. And essentially, you know, I agree so much about that, some of the comments about, having changes that are better integrated with some of the other ones that are long awaited with the route optimization plan. But for our look at here for the bus to bus transfer point being relocated from Kingston Plaza to Development Court is really something, as you all are aware, that we do not have a lot of control over at this point in time. And we're working on a very condensed schedule in order to respond to the directive from the landowner, which is to no longer use it as our transfer point. That system had kind of evolved over the years. I haven't been able to kind of do a full history. I have looked back in some various news articles and things online, but it is true that there was never an executed agreement between the county or the city that I'm aware of. I can certainly speak for the county to use the Kingston Plaza as our transfer point. And I'm going to be happy to share the time here with Tony Rozier, who's the director of UCAT, but just from a big picture, I first want to say thank you, Ella, for sending along the questions from the group. We've done our best to answer those in kind of a quick turnaround, and I'll be sharing a link to a Participate Ulster page that has, everything that we've been able to get through in the last day as far as answering questions and getting responses to those. And I'll see if I can even put it in now so folks can take a look at it. I think that big picture, what, again, we just want to convey is that we're continuing to serve Town Kingston and the area throughout the city of Kingston. And what we're really looking at transferring here is the bus-to-bus transfer point. That's what's moving from the plaza to Development Court. There's going to continue to be service. There's going to be continue to be lots of places where people can get on the bus, get off the bus. UCAT's been working really hard to make sure that they're maintaining that connectivity to Uptown Kingston. But that It's the transfer point from bus to bus transfers that's moving to development court. So I think that's the big picture there. You know, I'm looking forward to, and we're learning a lot very quickly here about and working on how to communicate what some of the questions are about how to use the bus system, what can the bus system do, how can it accommodate some of these requests. And we're looking at, you know, really working on making sure we can get materials and information out to people through this group, through other groups, that helps UCAT better understand what you need, better understand what your questions are, and just increase that communication and our ability to be effective and communicative and work with our riders. Because really, we're here because you're here. And we all think, and it's certainly a commitment of the county executive, that transit is really the solution and where we need to go. We need to get more people using transit. So that's really kind of what I have to say that's higher level. I'm going to try to get that URL for the participate page. It will have a place where you can leave a comment or a question now, and we're going to do our best in a day turnaround to make sure we get those answers back to folks, so that we can keep that information out there. So I don't know if Tony, you had something to add.
So sure, I'll add. I want to thank everybody here for all of their comments and for LS for having this meeting tonight so all of us can come together and realize what UCAT has to do to make the system work. And we appreciate everybody's comments. And trust me, we will take everyone's comments and look at them. This is a situation that isn't going to change right now. We are definitely moving our bus routes to development court to have the bus-to-bus transfer points. We're not letting anybody not have access to the plaza. Our plaza pickups and drop-offs are going to run basically like the mall loop runs. They come in, drop off their passengers, and then they come back on their next loop. There might be a little bit of wait time, but it's going to be less of a wait time than some of the buses normally have down at the plaza. And I think that in the long run, it's better for the passengers and also for our drivers, because by changing these routes up, we are saving drivers and buses, which might not make a lot of sense to the public. But when you're sitting in Christopher Ferris's shoes, who's on this call, or Paula Sertoma's shoes, who's on this call, or Will Califano, who is the mechanic, all these things make our bus system run. We have to have buses for every route. We have to have drivers for every route. And we have to have a dispatch team that's going to work in dispatch. Right now, we are low on drivers, low on mechanics, and low on dispatchers because they are out driving. By doing this to these routes, we'll be able to give you a better dispatch service, better buses, and, you know, better not canceling any routes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, if anybody wants to jump in, Paula, Chris, Will, and just give a little bit of an insight on what we go through every day to try to get these buses out on the road and drivers. And you're talking about regular people who have emergencies, medical, you know, emergencies, and they call off They are offered vacations. We do have a union contract to follow, and we're trying to accommodate everybody's complaints or wishes, or we would like to accommodate everybody. It's just that we can't do it all in this time period.
I'm just going to make a quick comment specific to drivers. So there's currently one vacancy, as was reported in the Freeman. The difficulty is that, you know, full-time drivers get paid time off, personal time, sick time, vacation time. We also have drivers that have FMLA kind of status, and they can also, you know, sometimes it's a sporadic day-to-day kind of FMLA, which is also a last-minute-ish leave request. There hasn't been enough staffing with that pool of drivers to be able to give folks vacation days that they have requested off. So we've had drivers who go, you know, kind of an unacceptable amount of time without having vacation requests granted. And that's in order to maintain the service. So by this kind of reallocation of the drivers and the routes currently, it lets UCAT better cover those shifts. So what you can do is you have two floater drivers that when everybody's there, fully staffed, they can be deployed to paratransit. There's a big need that we're not, you know, we need more drivers in order to adequately keep up with. And I think folks, this group is pretty familiar with that. And then also have a driver under kind of full staffing situation that would be there to cover an illness, a last minute call out, which then allows us to have to have less cancellations. That increases the overall reliability of the system. So I just want to kind of put some detail to that point.
Okay, I'll also add another comment. And I just want to address Gladys Toscano. Is that how you say your name? She had a public comment about the senior community in Ellenville. And if we appreciate every senior out there, and we hope that you do continue to take public transportation. We also offer a paratransit service, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but those are things that we could do. If you live in a senior community, we can send somebody out and educate the seniors on how to fill out the application for our paratransit service. They will actually come and pick you up and take you where you need to go. And that's actually free of charge also. It used to be a double charge to the regular route, which would cost a senior about $6 a day, and now it's free.
Is that the paratransit that is also associated with Office of the Aging?
We are there. So the Office of the Aging, and it's a little different than associated with the Office of the Aging. Office of the Aging, you fill out one application. But if you want to become a paratransit rider on Ulster County Area Transit, we have a separate ADA application that you have to fill out, and you can call and get appointments. We offer a shopping bus, and there's a lot of flexibility. And with these new routes that we're proposing, we're going from 3 paratransit routes to 5. So we'll have the ability to accommodate even more appointments. So if that's something that you're unaware of, you can call our dispatch line, email one of us, and we'll be happy to send you an application or come out to your community and explain how the system works.
I actually sent you an email when I sent a letter to UCAT, and it bounced back. So there are other, Paula was one who got my letter to UCAT. I understand and I hear everything that you're saying, but there's an assumption that senior citizens either have internet or computers or phones and are capable of doing that. There are a lot of seniors that need a lot of help. For the life of me, I heard everything everybody said, but it makes no sense to me to not have at least one stop here at Healthy Way for all the facilities that are would be serviced by that one stop, whether it's the seniors, the hospital, Ellenville Regional Hospital, or both healthcare facilities, a supermarket, a laundromat, even a pizzeria. I just don't understand the thought process behind discontinuing that one stop off of 209. If you can stop in Walmart so people can shop and spend money, why can't you stop at a place where people depend as senior citizens living alone, no one else, to get where they have to go and do what they have to do? This decision adversely affects the quality of every single one of those people's lives.
We are stopping at Healthy Way and Tops.
And Tops. How many times a day? How do people get home if they get picked up?
They will go back in there.
I'm sorry.
If they drop you off, they will go back in to pick you up. Our drivers know that. So the stops at Healthy Way and Tops. Oh, I don't have the new schedule. Hey, Chris, can you give her the times they will be there?
It's automatic in there four times a day. You have a 9:49, a 1:54. 4:24 and 7:34 that were added in recently.
Right, this is John Latona from Ellenville too. I'd like to thank you for adding those times from the original schedule you put out last week. But the question is, not only the people in this complex also use it for their daily life to go to Tops, to go into Ellenville, to do shopping, to do their banking, and their doctors. They also go to Walmart, but it's only on the way towards the college, not going to the town. And to drill it into their heads that they have to call every time they want to use the bus is a hardship.
I'm going to jump in and say, if you're already on the bus, say you get on the bus.
I understand what you're
saying. All you have to do is pull the pull cord, and the driver will go in.
Okay, but if you're on 209, coming, say, from Ellenville, okay, you get on at Center Street and you want to come in here, it's best to tell the driver that you want to go into to 209. Have you been up here? Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so you see it only takes less than 5 minutes to come in and out of here. Why can't it be? Now, I don't really expect to see a bus at 7:30 at night.
But we can't do every run because we ran the numbers, and I know numbers may not mean something every minute of the day, but we don't have people at the times that we aren't going in there that we have put it on request. There are next to zero passengers coming in, and we can send you those reports because our tablets and computers pick up the boardings and alightings that
we
see.
That. I'm on the bus too. I use and I see other people getting on and off over top.
So that's why we chose the times that we chose to get in there.
It seems strange that 11 and 12 especially, nobody's
Julie, you've had your hand up for a while.
Okay, thank you.
I have to interject that I think we need to move on because we have a lot of comments, written comments as well. But that could definitely be something we could continue over email maybe. And also I think Ulster, right? You can write in questions as well, and they'll be publicly answered. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
can we allow Julie to speak?
Sure. And I also want to go through the written in the chat as well, what people have asked. Go ahead, Julie.
Right. My question is, it sounds from what you described why you're having changes made, the reasons have more to do with personnel issues because you talked about people taking PTO time and you're not able to cover it or whatever that is. So I assume that means you've requested from the county additional resources to help with your PTO issues and they denied. That's what I'm assuming. So that, it, to me, is what you've just said is your reason to change. But I don't,
we're bound to a CSEA contract too. So we have to honor driver hours, driver time off, and the county has done everything to help us. They've increased the pay rate for the drivers for us up 2 grades, and it's still difficult to get additional drivers.
That's what's leading to the change in the plaza. That's what you're saying, I guess.
No, that is not. That's helping the change. So that's why we came up with the routes that we did. Whenever we were asked to move out of the plaza, this was a way to adjust the schedule so that we could service everyone in the community without canceling routes.
But this has nothing to do with why you were asked to leave the plaza or why you're leaving the plaza. I thought that that's what you meant. So my question, pardon me?
No, that's not why we're doing
that. That's not why you're leaving the plaza. You're leaving the plaza for other reasons, I'm assuming, because I didn't really hear any other reasons. I only heard them having to do with personnel issues and the lack of amount of drivers. And I didn't see that in the articles at all. All I saw in the article was that Brad Jordan wants UCAT out of the plaza because they can't accommodate UCAT in the plaza anymore. I have no idea why that is all of a sudden. And I'm wondering if the county has addressed why all of a sudden, very suddenly, very quickly, has that decision been made.
Hi, Julie. If I can kind of offer some... in addition to what Tony just said, the plaza issue is that we've been told to leave the plaza, not to service it kind of with regular service, but not to use it as a transfer hub. So that was, as of July 30th, we were told to, you know, leave the plaza and not use it as our transfer point.
July 30th, so you've got like, you've got to get out of there by September. So he gave you 1 month's notice. That's Brad Jordan you're talking about. Gave you 1 month's notice for UCAT to leave the plaza after they've been there for like 30 years. I just want to get the story straight. That's all. I'm not working against the county. I'm kind of working. I'm seeing that you're in a bad position. So.
So I'm sorry. I'm trying to read comments too and see if I can pick up anything while we're going. So we were, and I think our riders would know that over the summer, there's been security that has been, that's actually the county is providing that security service at the actual bus stop area in an attempt to kind of work on some of the concerns that were expressed. However, there was kind of a, you know, it didn't feel that that was adequate. And I think that was expressed in his comments also that were covered by the Freeman. Just to go back to drivers, last year we were able to create some full-time driver positions, basically by converting money that had been in the part-time driver line. And that has increased our full-time driver pool. Although we're very close to being full on full-time drivers, it's very hard to get part-time drivers. And there's still, you know, there's still money in the budget that would be used to hire part-time. So the county executive, again, this year, and I think we spoke to this, is, again, going to propose shifting funds out of, you know, that historically we've used for part-time drivers to create more full-time positions, because that's really the best way to fully staff it. And we're just to respond to and Phil's comment about pitting riders against drivers. We're working towards figuring out ways to have more drivers, right? So that we can support the drivers we have and provide service. However, you know, this is the current situation we're in, and we do need to be able to do that. Also kind of meet the staffing needs and also kind of meet their request leaves that they get as full-time drivers. So I'll leave it there. I know there's lots of other questions.
Okay, yeah, there's a ton of, I haven't even been able to get through the chat, but maybe we could just kind of do a quick going through the questions in the chat. One was about the Z bus. Reducing the Z line is in contradiction with the Nature Right agenda. Cutting off the Chindakin Forest to so many county residents, the Z line introduced me to that natural landscape, and that was Kwame. Phil said the county could decide to put the hub elsewhere in Kingston, not in the town of Ulster. Kwame said, given the relatively limited schedule of events at the Bardamon Theater, or maybe UPAC, that block could be a great spot and or once completed the Kingston Library. Phil said transfer points involve layovers, which require significant services to be located in the immediate area. Development Court, while it has county offices, is not otherwise convenient for most riders doing errands. Additionally, it has one bus shelter with three seats. Okay. Would you like to respond? Would anyone from the county like to respond to that, to those points?
Amanda, would you like to, or?
You first, Tony.
Okay. So, okay, Ella, if you could just reiterate those comments. So I will respond. Okay. I'll write them down.
Okay. So the main ones were about the location of the hub to put it in Kingston on the town of Ulster. Kwame suggested the maybe your UCAT or the library once it's completed. And then it's noted that Development Court is not convenient for riders doing errands. So it's about the location and kind of the amenities or lack of amenities, and then also lack of bus shelters there.
Okay, so first off, the bus shelters, we talked about that today in a meeting, and we are going to increase the size of the bus shelter there, add some benches and some signage down there. So that is already in the works, and that will be taken care of. As far as the location of the hub being by the library, there's no way those buses could get in those back streets. We're talking 35-foot buses. Not sure where they would line up. I mean, you need a big space to have a hub somewhere. It can't be on, I'm trying to think of the street. Is that Liberty Street that the library is on?
Franklin.
Can I say something?
Sure.
This is Paula Sertoma. Just wanted to touch base on what Tony is saying. Why we chose DSS for the location, it's able to fit all of our buses in and out without any issues, and it's also still on county property. So therefore, we'd still be able to get in the buses in and out with no problems. And there's also security there to help with anything that might occur.
Are there any other locations that have been considered for a hub in the future?
We have looked into it, and we've set several days, hours, and that's what we came up with to get the buses in and out. And also, there is a light there for safety for us to get in and out.
And I'll just add to that, you know, this is definitely what we're going to be doing right, you know, now, especially as with the fall, with the route optimization plan. It's actually, It's actually a unique kind of timing because we do have the resources with the consultant who now has taken all this time and initial public comment and learned our routes and our system and, you know, kind of crunched some of the data to then look at where does that make sense. It also gives us some time to sit down with the city to really talk about what sites might be, you know, mutually kind of agreeable that everybody thinks can work. You know, for me, obviously, I would want to talk about Academy Green, maybe a second site that's kind of more towards Midtown, you know, because Academy Green can be hard to access, especially from Midtown, and look at those really with some more, now that we know that the plaza cannot be used. We didn't know that before, right? So this actually puts some kind of definite things that we have to plan around into the route optimization study right now. So moving the transfer hub to development court is a near-term solution. And again, it's property that the county owns that has a light that can accommodate, you know, 2 35-foot buses along the front of the building. So there's more to come with route optimization.
Okay, Clark, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have a question about the, I'm going to call them, and the county took over. So I know what Tony probably no one was talking about, the, you know, the B bus and the city buses.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the residents going to be able to stick, like, go shopping in Hannaford's and rely on the bus just coming in, picking them up, and leaving the plaza? Is that still an option?
So they would have to transfer at development court, which is almost no wait time, maybe 15 minutes. And then on the way back, the bus will treat Hannaford just like I said, the mall loop stop. It will go in there, pick up passengers, but not wait for other buses to come in to transfer to.
Yeah, that's I was concerned about that. Where and I think how long has the county UCAT has, because I remember it was just, as you're aware of, it used to be just city buses, and then all of a sudden then the county provided service in there. And then once the county, because our transportation started expanding, more people came to Kingston or Ulster County, it's just started getting larger and larger. And now that you have, you know, you have Uber and Lyft, but you really don't have, you know, the taxi service anymore. So now, I mean, and you got, I'm not sure the percentage of how many people, you know, that don't have cars rely on the UCAT. So, but anyway, my long story short, I was just concerned about the city of Kingston, and no disrespect to other towns in Puerto County, but just in generally speaking, because the city of Kingston actually is paying for a service, right, to the county?
Not anymore.
Okay. But I'm concerned about that is just going to Hannaford's of a senior or anybody, because I did that, and being able just to not, you know, transfer, but just to catch the bus, and that's it. And I'm sure there's got to be someplace uptown for a hub, and you know, it's not, you know, UCAT and the current administration, it's been going on for years. They never really had a plan, and now they're just trying to, you know, make people accommodate people, and they're trying to figure out. And, you know, it's like, but I just worry about just in generally speaking, like being able to catch the bus in the plaza. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Clark.
Yeah.
I believe Rose is trying to speak, but she can't raise her hand. Can we give her a moment?
Hi. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, but I cannot
see my raised hand. Teacher. So can everyone hear me? Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So since DSS is completely unacceptable, we're not going to accept it, period. Just so you understand, this is not an acceptable alternative. We have actually sat down and really put together what we think is a really acceptable alternative, at least in the city of Kingston. And I've shared that in the chat. And as a group, I am going to, I'm speaking specifically to TRIAC members right now. I would like us to consider this being our official stance and reply to UCAT and the county executives. And if you want to take a look at it, I've placed it in two places in the chat. If you want to open it up, it says draft communication for UCAT. And I'll read it really quickly because it's pretty short. Given the destruction caused by the loss of Kingston Plaza bus hub, a change that could create significant hardships for UCAT riders who statistically represent some of the county's most vulnerable residents, and to ensure that all riders experience continuity and convenience, we recommend allowing an official flag system within the city of Kingston that permits buses to pick up and drop off riders along the route in the city. Additionally, a route that previously terminated at the plaza should now end at one of two nearby locations, Westbrook Lane and Clinton Avenue, or Fair Street and Schwank Drive. These locations would maintain access for riders and help the continuity of service, allowing for the loss of the Kingston Plaza hub. Furthermore, other spots within the city where at least three bus routes pass each other should also be designated as official stops. As an interim solution, this approach would give UCAT an opportunity to gather meaningful rider feedback and operational data, which can help guide the development of a new bus hub as part of a long-going route optimization plan. Importantly, no major changes to UCAT schedules or routes should be made until they are properly evaluated and implemented through the ROP's formal public planning process. That is an acceptable alternative to this crisis, okay? I want to remind everybody that a bike rider was struck just a couple of blocks away from where you guys are saying it is perfectly safe for us to go. Another thing is we don't transfer. We go directly to the stop. That's what we do, okay? You're actually, you know, saying that we should be transferring in such a small system is ludicrous, okay? It really is. And to be sending people out of the city of Kingston to do those transfers is insane. It really is. I don't know how else to put it. All of us have been trying to be nice, but we're really getting to a point where, like, we feel completely ignored, and we feel like you guys aren't really offering us, you're kind of giving us talking points, and you're telling us about what all your problems are, but I am telling you that you are putting this on the backs of the riders. That's not acceptable. If you have a shortage, you guys have to work it out, but you can't do it on the backs of the riders. This is not okay. I'll stop now, but I really want us to take a good look at this until we can find another hub and forget this ridiculous DSS idea that is dangerous. And one very serious question, Amanda, if people go to DSS, are they going to have to go in for a sheriff's search if they use the restroom? Seriously, like if they go into because that's the restroom. So the next complaint is going to be people are not using the facilities properly, and then they're going to be harassed even further. And then people are going to be riding their bikes on the sidewalk because it's dangerous to ride down Ulster Avenue. And then they'll be harassed even further. This is a recipe for further harassment of poor people, and it is completely unacceptable. I just I'm beside myself with this. It's crazy. All right, I'm done.
Thanks, Rose. Amanda, do you want to respond to that? There's a lot in
And certainly review it.
Yeah.
I just one point of clarification in reading this. So is this suggesting just using Clinton Avenue at Westbrook Lane and Fair Street at Schwenk Drive as the transfer locations? Because there aren't...
and where there's already buses crossing, because we have a lot of... Like, when you actually look at the maps, you understand that there's lots of buses that are... People who are using the buses, like the county buses in Kingston, are already making these stops throughout Kingston. I know, I do it all the time, right? Even though unofficially you're not allowed to, bus drivers leave people off on Broadway and on Clinton Avenue. And I, by the way, because they're wonderful, they're doing that, okay? Because most of the bus drivers are really decent in trying to help people. Because you don't want to go down to the plaza always. Right? That's actually not what most of us are looking to do. So we get off at Westbrook and we get off, and Clinton already, most of us, okay? Until we could find a suitable hub, like maybe one in Midtown Kingston, because that's really the area that's being, not Uptown. I mean, Uptown is also getting hit pretty hard, but it's Midtown, who has the lowest proportion of people who own cars, is getting hit the hardest by this.
I just want to make sure I understand that, because when you said we're getting off there, you know, like by Schwenk, maybe not going into the plaza, is that to transfer or as your ultimate destination when you're riding?
I never transfer. Most people do not transfer. Most people who ride UCAT do not transfer. Okay. They never transfer. Most people who ride UCAT get directly to their stop as quickly as they can. And in most, like in the city of Kingston, you have to get to a designated stop. Outside of the city of Kingston, you can flag the bus. It's a little fraught. I've never had a bus driver pass me by the way. But it's always risky, right? It's not a guarantee. So what we're asking for are more guaranteed spots within the city of Kingston that coincide with the bus service that's already there, what people are already doing, until we can figure out what to do next. We don't understand why that's such a big deal, really. We don't understand why everything just can't be held back until we can figure out what to do next. Right. So, and I think Becca's got her hand up.
Yeah.
I just have one comment to Rose saying that no one transfers. I disagree with that, and we don't track transfers anymore since the fares are free. However, people transfer to the train station. People transfer to the X bus to go to Newburgh to work. People transfer on the buses. And by moving our transfer point to Development Court, they're having less of a wait for transfers, and also the way that these routes are structured right now, we are offering way more service to New Paltz, double service to Newburgh, and we are accommodating the people that live in Kingston to go outside of the county if they have to work. So to say that no one transfers is wrong. Sorry to say, Rose, because we have a lot of transfers on that bus.
I disagree. I see the people. How often are you riding the bus? You actually are saying that you're not tracking this.
We track it. We can track it through our tablet.
Well, track the driver.
Okay.
Wrong, Tony, with real data.
I mean, I think that Paula, Chris, they're in operations. They can jump in and also confirm that these transfers are happening. People used to wait 2 hours to go to Newburgh to go to work, but now with the new route system, they can choose to come an hour later and get to Newburgh to work.
Yes, I just want to jump in. There is a lot of transfers for the buses. To be honest with you, like Amanda and Tony said, It's not our choice not to do the plaza. We actually tried to come up with a area that is convenient for all of the buses to meet up with without putting anybody out of way. So we have the KPL, we have the Newburgh, we have Poughkeepsie. You know, we still have people trying to connect to the other buses there in the area that still actually needs to go to Saugerties. Wherever they're going, we tried to make it an area to where it's convenient for all, and DSS is still county property. It's still big enough for our buses to get in and out. It's safe for our drivers, passengers, pedestrians, with a light being present, and it makes it convenient for all. And it's not that we're trying to take it away from anyone. We're still trying to actually add more pickups and transfers out. There's sidewalks there. There's, you know, there's more things that it's safety, and we don't have to worry about being in the plaza. And I don't know who said it earlier. I was taking notes, but there has been understanding the bathroom breaks. There's security there. They can go in and use the bathroom. Just like if they were to try to use the bathroom in the plaza. And
No, they have to go for sheriff's check to do it. It is not just like using the bathroom in the plaza.
I understand what you're saying, Rose, but it's still
an
area that there is a bathroom.
There's a metal detector.
So I'm going to jump in there also just very quickly. We had a meeting this morning, you know, to look at turning movements, shelters, and also access, convenient access to bathrooms without going through the social services security point. So we're working on that right now because we've heard you that's a concern. It's not really appropriate. And so we're working on that right now.
Rebecca, go ahead, please. Make sure your mic is turned on.
Thank you. I just wanted to stay with Amanda's question about on the two points of the endpoints for buses being Clinton Ave and the two points of exit for buses. So Amanda, I think the thing is the advocates are looking for alternatives so that the pathway isn't interrupted. So if Clinton, I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. Let me pull it up. That would help. Your question about asking about those two endpoints, I just want to understand better what your question was.
I'm trying to understand whether, because the plaza was the endpoint and it was the mutual endpoint, it's a hub and spoke system, right?
Right.
So it's the endpoint of all the routes, and then therefore you could transfer from one route to the other route. I just see Westbrook Lane and Clinton Ave and Fair Street and Schwenk Drive as here they're up kind of on the top of the hill. There's not really accommodations. There's not really shelter. You know, is this where folks are then transferring? Are we trying to find also, instead of just having a stop where a bus kind of lets people off or, you know, boards them, they have to be able to pull off and wait for another bus, you know, give folks some time. You know, can we really accommodate that there? That's kind of, it's a technical question.
That's clear. So Rose and Tanya, can you speak a little bit more about those two endpoints, those two new endpoints that would be interim?
Well, go ahead. These are points that the bus has stopped at before, and we're not. I mean, the suggestion is not to have buses lined up along Clinton and Schwenk. It's to let people get off at Clinton and get on at Clinton and then get off and on at Schwenk. the bus stops, it's a bus stop. It's just a bus stop. And the timing of the other buses, they follow and they let people on and off. I mean, if you look at cities that take their transit seriously, they're not, I mean, this hub and spoke model that we've had, this car-brained attitudes towards public transit that we've had, I think what UCAT is not doing is understanding that this is a city, and these things are possible in a city. You don't need a giant parking lot. And it's a great example to struggle with being able to envision transferring buses outside of a giant parking lot is a good example of why the planners should be addressing this and not the administration of UCAT.
Right. So it's an interim way of finding the endpoint that's nearby Kingston Plaza that's safe, and it's a drop-off and a pickup. So just to be clear, in the conversation about that.
Yeah, and I'd like to, you know, we'll collect our thoughts here, talk to the planners as well, because we've been talking a lot to respond to this, but just, you know, kind of off the, I just have concerns about, you know, some buses, as you'll see on the schedule, stay, you know, and you could see it down at the plaza, like there'll be a bus come in and it'll sit for a while. And just again, because of the time constrained nature of making this change right now versus being able to solicit this feedback, talk about what makes sense and look at other places, talk to the city, where can we add shelters, et cetera, that, you know, we really need that platform of the route optimization plan. Kind of generally to look at where those connection points and transfer points can be. But, you know, we are kind of reacting to a near-term issue that we have to, you know, accommodate and move that transfer point.
Okay. So what are the next steps, Amanda?
Yeah, so I would...
What the advocates are asking for.
Yeah, we will take this back and discuss it. And certainly respond to this. I think the, I don't know, Tony, if we can talk more, where'd she go? I don't know, oh, there she is. About the flag system. Like, I think that that's a big opportunity where it's safe. I know there's some concerns about safety down, especially down mid block on Broadway, right? But this is something that I'd like to be in discussion with this group about also. How to kind of standardize that, and then also make sure that the bus drivers and the bus riders and everybody has the information on how to use that aspect of the system. So, you know, it's nice to hear, Rose, you say that you've never been passed by when you're flagging a bus. So, you know, we'd really want to make sure that people know that that's available. And then the maps that are currently with the schedules, because of how this is rolling out, they don't have enough information right now for people to be able to zoom in and see where the loop is uptown, et cetera. So to kind of get a better sense of where those stops are so that they can look at the new routes and kind of know what we know, which is that there's a lot of service to uptown Kingston and still within Kingston, and it's not just redirecting everything out to the town of Ulster.
I'm just going to add to Rose, your suggestion of Schwenk Drive drop-off, that is something that's incorporated in the schedules, and like Amanda said, until the maps are completely done, because we haven't written every stop on the schedules, which we will go back and do once they're all completed and the maps are finished. We will have a stop at Schwenk Drive for access into the plaza.
For the Z bus? For the Z bus. That's what we need. Yeah. The Z bus has to continue that route through. All of those buses cannot go down Albany Avenue. That is the problem. Routing those buses down Albany Avenue takes them out of the heart of Kingston, takes them away from the people who need to be able to flag those buses. If the buses actually went and were flaggable down Broadway, down Clinton, down, you know,
down 32. Like, you would actually, people would might even be happier. Most people don't even want to go to the plaza, honestly. Like, they're getting off. The reason I know about this is because I'm seeing people get off before the plaza all the time. They have to get off. Bus drivers let them off. Three people will go down to the plaza. Seriously.
We cannot have flagged the bus on Broadway. Sorry, people run out in between.
Why?
Because they come in between the buses and flag it. In between the parked cars. There's parking spaces. People run between. Passengers come between the parked cars and flag them. I mean, we've had incidents. The buses can't just stop in the middle of Broadway. We stop every single block.
Show me someone who got hit by a bus, seriously. Your story about it is not acceptable.
I'll send you the incident report.
Please do. Thanks. One?
One is enough. One is too many.
I thought the one person who was just hit riding their bike over on Ulster Avenue, right by where you're proposing everyone should be walking and biking to get the bus.
No, I would I'm not going to argue with you on that, but there's no flag the bus on Broadway.
And the bus does stop at nearly every corner.
Every corner.
Corners, not mid-block.
Not the buses we need.
Okay.
Not just the city buses. That's totally cool. The county buses could be making those stops.
Not just the yellow and blue. Okay.
Not just the yellow and blue.
We will discuss that.
Be making those stops. I get it. You don't want to stop. You don't want to flag on Broadway. Fine. But then stop on Broadway with the county buses. Make those designated stops. And add that the Z stop over by Walgreens and figure that you could actually offload people in the county lot. They'd be a block further away, like, you know, at the county building on Main and Clinton, but they still wouldn't be over at DSS. They could still get to the plaza.
All right. Julie's been waiting a while to say something.
I just want to quickly say, what about the Ulster County office building?
You're kind of breaking up, Rose. We do have a few more
things. The Ulster County office building, did they consider that?
It's not large enough, unfortunately, Julie, we did. And again, you have to think about the turning movements of the bus and being able to at least accommodate two buses kind of waiting to connect with each other. And unfortunately, it's not big enough.
What the turning rate is. I have one question, which is, what about extending the route optimization now that, like, the previous proposed routes have basically kind of been made, passé? I think it makes sense to have kind of a whole other proposed route that we kind of make comments on before the final routes are given.
Can I, just for clarification, is that near term or is more of a, like,
I'm talking about the route optimization plan that has been going on for, like, years.
We're also updating the participate page to have, you know, the up-to-date information on the route optimization plan. This information, and again, the timing and the fact that we have consultants working with us who've already done all the data collection on the system is actually advantageous to kind of bring the resources together to look at this and to see what makes sense and gives us some time to plan for it, which we just don't have right now, so that we can look at, you know, is it Academy Green? Also with maybe, you know, the O'Neill Cornell Street kind of block where the county and the city both have property. You know, what can we do to create, and I definitely agree with the comment I think multiple people have made it about having multiple transfer points. We can also provide information based on the proposed schedules, the schedules that are going out into effect on the 15th of September about how can you transfer at Academy Green, like if that's where you would prefer to transfer. There are definitely buses that will be, you know, close in time that will allow transfers there too. So the route optimization study is definitely the vehicle to put more analysis to this and take all the information that we've gathered, all these comments that we're hearing right now, and then come back with some proposals that are informed by that whole process and what we're hearing right now.
I wanted to add too that we can provide a rider's guide and put them on the buses and teach everybody or explain how we can flag the bus. Just like Amanda said, we'll provide a rider's guide.
I am primarily going to stay silent and just being annoying in the chat and stuff, but with the background I've had with the county, the demographics I've worked with, primarily aging adults and now individuals having issues with housing and mental health, a big issue with this change is the fact that most people do not know about it. And if they do know about it, it's difficult for me to understand the changes that are happening. The current schedule is a single PDF with vertical and horizontal images, and it needs to be accessible at least 2 weeks before these changes are in place. Because I'm terrified. I'm currently trying to have stroke victims get to hotels in Mount Tremper without this change happening. So this change is going to have people who are the most vulnerable, even trying to get within Ulster County, making it twice as difficult, and then getting back is not going to be an option. So a serious thing, I understand this change is already set in stone in your guys' mind, and I'm not here to argue about that. You need adequate communication and accessible information for older adults and people who do not have phones. There are not schedules at the UCAT bus stops, and the bus stops in New Paltz are they're a pole that has a empty slot for where a schedule should be. And I am seriously concerned, and I have a lot of coworkers at family who are seriously concerned for these vulnerable people who use the bus as the only way to get around. And I just want to reiterate that there is not strong communication besides the fact that there is a change. There's a lot of miscommunication, and the county really needs to take a step up and make a number of changes, especially in communication and accessibility, to make sure people aren't hurt by this change. Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan. I really appreciate that. You really have touched a lot of different groups and communities. We will be making that a single PDF is not we need to put it in a format that is much easier for people. We're working on a format that's similar to how the current routes are, where there's a map and a table, click through to each one. There is information that's going on the buses, but it'll be really, really helpful to us to have this group once we have, you know, better resources, frankly, to share that are broken out by the route because you're really the folks who are, you know, working with different populations or, you know folks in the community to get information out. So we'll certainly be in contact with you, Ella, as well.
We'll be happy to help.
I'm sorry. So what are the next steps?
Are you asking the county? Or are you asking the advisory members, or just in general?
General.
We'd like to respond to the proposal by the group. So, you know, just to really, again, spend a little bit more time with it and maybe ask some additional clarifying questions if needed. We're also going to continue to do Q&A through Participate as well as, you know, push out, and eventually we'll use this group as well for schedules when updates are made to participate. So we will keep in touch with you that too, but definitely want to do this. I also want to say that there will be a presentation to Housing and Transportation next Thursday. So to share that information. So that's the Legislative Committee. They usually meet about 4 p.m. on Thursday at the County Office Building.
And Amanda, what's the timeline for the transition?
So the date for the transition is Monday, September 15th.
And so what's the timeline for the changes that are being made so that we know what the changes are? Before then, after then?
Right.
How does that happen?
Yeah, and Tony can jump in too. We'll be operating as is on the existing schedules until the effective date for the new schedules, which is the 15th.
And we are in the process, and Dylan, thanks so much for your comments. I agree with you. We're in the process of ironing out these schedules, getting them printed, getting them put on the buses. Today we went down and put a QR code to updated schedules on at the plaza. They're on every bus, and this is a work in progress, quicker than we anticipated it was going to happen, and we are working diligently every single day to iron out everybody's, you know, concerns, comments, and changing up their routes. So we will have those schedules out as soon as they're printed. We have cards coming, thousands of them that has this information on them. So hopefully as soon as they're all done at the printers, this isn't something that you can get done in minutes. It takes a couple of days.
Sorry.
Out to the public.
Thanks, Tony. What is the timeline to understand what the county is going to do once Kingston Plaza is no longer a hub?
I'm not going to say that it's – I just want to say we are still going to the plaza. You will be able to access the plaza. You will be able to shop there. What we're trying to do is make it – a place where people are not basically hanging out. I mean, everybody has seen it. So the people that need to shop there will go there. The people that are hanging out to visit their friends will probably be deterred from doing that or get there on their own or have to transfer from the development court to get there. But we will be going to the plaza. It's not like we're going to not go to the plaza at all. It will be kind of like our mall loop bus where it just drops off if you have to go shopping.
Okay, yeah, and we'll definitely get your definitely get you the comments here because we have a lot of comments and questions that we didn't get to in the chat. One more question. Is there anything else that you're planning to do regarding hiring drivers, hiring, retaining drivers? Any more like actions that you're planning to take?
Well, right now we have one open position, and we actually have somebody that is going to fill that position. The county has granted us extra positions for next year, and I think that the way that we're going now with the pay raise and the grade raise, that drivers want to work here. In the past, there's been multiple, like 15 part-time positions that they had filled, and then in the event that somebody called off, they would call that part-time driver in. Unfortunately, in the society now, there are limited drivers that want to work part-time. Everyone wants that full-time position with benefits. So I don't think we'll have a problem filling them once we have the extra positions available.
Is it the legislature that has to change the part-time into full-time, or does the executive do that?
So it will be proposed in the county executive's budget that she presents first week of October to the legislature, and then the legislature adopts that, reviews it, adopts it usually in September, sometimes makes changes, but I think this is important to the executive to better staff UCAT, so it will certainly be in her proposal.
Okay, thank you. Clark, quickly, we're going to be wrapping up, I think, unless there's any more.
Thanks, sorry about that. I was just going to ask, is UCAT hiring more bus stewards as far as that? In the future, and is there cameras? Isn't there, the cameras actually work in the bus?
Hey, Clark, I'll answer that. Every camera works.
I mean, if you can't, okay. So
I had to get myself off of mute. Every camera on every bus works.
So what happens if? I mean, of course. I mean, if I was the bus steward, I'd be there. Probably because you live and learn, you're probably, you know, you're better off with honey instead of sour grapes, you know, help or whatever. But what happens to the person, the sort of like the passenger that you really, it just, you tried and tried. Is that person banned from the bus?
If you tried and tried and they are still a problem, the authorities are called, the bus driver has to pull over. What the duty of the bus steward is, he's to help the bus driver because right now the bus driver needs to concentrate on driving.
Yeah. As a cab driver, I don't mean as a 30-year cab driver, I understand what they're probably going through. I drove most of my time at nighttime, but you really, as a driver, your attention should be on that road focus. Not having to deal with somebody in the back seat or whatever on the bus, you know, overseeing sort of like a classroom.
And there's different scenarios. Maybe somebody is having a medical emergency.
Right. Yeah.
Is fighting, or maybe someone has questions. So that's what the role of the bus steward is now, to help out the driver. So, not sure in the future how many more we'll be hiring, but right now that is their role.
But it has to be a security guard, or can it just be a bus monitor? Because the schools have bus monitors.
The description, I can send you the bus steward description if you want it. Or
no, I haven't. I applied. I applied. I'm just curious to find out because, like I said, with my experience driving cab, it could be difficult to focus on the road or whatever is then having to deal with somebody or even an emergency. I think that, you know, and I know it'd be costly for the county to have two drivers on one bus.
The stewards that we hired do have security background.
Right. So, like I said, I mean, are you looking to, like you said, you really, I mean, I haven't been on the bus in a little bit. I've heard some stories about, you know, Stives and Charter. We had some kids trying to bump a ride or whatever, blocking the bus over there. There's a lot of that going on still, or is it just informational guide on the bus that you want to get?
You know, every scenario is different, and every bus has a different maybe problem, if you want to say, or no problems. So I can't really pinpoint if if all of those scenarios are going to be the same. Like I said, it could be a medical emergency or someone that just needs some questions answered or someone right. that doesn't like the person sitting next to them. So, you know,
well, that scenario is I can understand so- that because there is a need for mental health. And I'm sure that you UCAT drivers have to basically be a bus driver and I would say a social worker for just to make the right decision for not only yourself but for the other passengers too. I'm sure that's a struggle matter too for UCAT.
Okay, Clark,
I'm happy to have you give me a call in chat.
Yeah. Okay, we did have, and I'm sorry, I missed this. I don't know if we still have a quorum, but we do have the letter that Rose presented that I wanted to propose that we vote on to as a recommendation from our committee. So do we have a quorum? I can't see. One, two, three. Who's here? Four. I don't know if we do five. I guess we do if we have five, right? Okay. So, all right. Well, I want to put forth a motion to accept the letter. Does anyone need to see the letter? Or Rose did read it aloud earlier when she was talking. So it's just the main points are flagging the Kingston bus, can you just tell very briefly what the letter was, Rose?
Wait, hold on. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So the main points of the letter are, one, absolutely not going to DSS as a hub. Second, instituting a flag system of some kind in the city of Kingston to allow people to access those county buses so that they don't necessarily need to get to a hub to get to them. And also adding stops. We suggested some stops, but there could be others, but adding stops very close to the plaza where the buses were kind of stopping already. To let people out so they're still close enough to the plaza so that they can access it by foot or however else they're going to get down there. And we feel that's the least disruptive way to handle this for the drivers, since losing this hub is really an extreme hardship we certainly have heart for the drivers and for UCAT personnel, but the people who are feeling the brunt of this are the riders. The people who are going to be put at most at risk are the riders. The people who are most vulnerable in this situation are the riders. So we need to create a system where the continuity and the least amount of disruption and harm is caused by the riders, and we feel that is what this could be. And people would still be able to get pretty close to the plaza and not be disrupted. That's the basic gist. Correct. Tanya and Rebecca, feel free to jump in because you also helped me construct this.
Does anyone have any questions about the letter or should we just go to the vote? Any of the TRIAC members? So that would be me, Rose, Gemma, Bridget, and Dylan. Greg is not a voting member.
Oh, I'm here, but have I lost my voting? Because I've never coming to meetings, but I'm here.
Oh, Tommy, I'm sorry. I didn't see you for that.
No, it's okay. I've been pretty absent, so it's fine.
Let's vote.
Okay. Paula would like a copy of the letter. Okay. So all in favor of making this recommendation to recommending this letter to the legislature?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any nays? Okay. So we've passed that.
letter. So we'll send it. So that's going to go. This is our first time actually recommending anything, I think. Like,
what?
So good job, everybody. So we're going to send that letter to the Housing and Transportation Committee. I believe that's where we send it. So, all right. So now John said, remember healthy way. And I do. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Maybe we can continue that conversation via email. I don't know if ever, does anyone need my email or does everyone have somebody's email, either mine or Phil's or Rose's or Tanya's or okay. One other thing is we do have our next meeting and everyone it'd be great if you could come. The next meeting is September the 4th. It's the 4th Tuesday, so that would be September 23rd. And that's going to be here on Zoom, 6 o'clock, every 4th Thursday. Thank you, everybody. And also go to the Participate website and make your comments as well and check in back in with us on email. Okay, I will send you, I'll put my email in the chat. And then I can connect with you from there. Okay. And Dylan put the Participate Ulster link in the chat as well. So, all right, thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. It was really a good, helpful conversation. And we look forward to talking to you all again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a safe holiday weekend.
Thanks, Ella. Thank you.
You as well.
Thanks, thank Gladys.
You. Thank You're you. Welcome.
Thank you all. Okay, we'll
be in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks, Paula. Thanks, UCAT staff. Bye. Thanks, Ella.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
thank you.
Excuse me, Tony, I'll be in touch with you about the paratransit and coming to Ellenville Senior Housing.
Perfect. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.